It's time, y'all. It's time to open up your mind. It's time to raise up your voice. And it's time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Here we go, fam. Let's do it. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How was your weekend? Spell was with a Z. The call-in number, as always, family, is 646-727-3279. Let me say that one more time for you so you can go ahead and program that into your iPhones, your Blackberries, and any other handheld device that you might need to get into it. 646-727-3279. Here we go, folks. Hello and welcome to the audience tonight, this lovely evening. For those that have heard the show before and those who are listening for the very first time, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you. Broadcasting live here at the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and it's because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, that the show just gets better and better and better each week. And as you're going to find out, tonight will be no different. Today's Tuesday, January the 17th, 2012. Want to say a big happy birthday to all the good folks out there, to the First Lady of the United States of America, the Queen, Miss Michelle Obama. Big ups to my man Julian Martin, the gorgeous lady Nina Iraldi, and the greatest champion of all time, Mr. Muhammad Ali. Big shouts to y'all. Anybody who's having a birthday today, all you Capricorns, go ahead and represent, man. Enjoy this time. It's warm this year. It's not really as hot as it was last year, but it's going to get out of control tonight. So I want all my folks in the chat room to understand it's about to get down. Let your fingers speak for you and your emotions get vivid as we go ahead and get down. Follow the website under Reconstruction, about to do some fantastic things for you. HowWasYourWeekend.com, also spelling words with a Z. You can follow your boy on Facebook, Andy Brown. You can also follow a Facebook.com HowWasYourWeekend page, is the fan page. Also check out my website to learn more about my life coaching, personal speaking, and multi-endeavors going on from the year 2012 and beyond at AndyBrownSpeaks.com. This show was brought to you by One World Unlimited, one vision, one goal, to increase you, baby. That's One World. And if, folks, if you listened in last week, that show, we started off the year phase one dynamically. The great comedian herself, Miss Thea Vidal, chimed in, and she was lovely with it, folks. I mean, it was great. It was great having Miss Thea on. We tripped out. We talked about celebrity, the reality of the celebrity housewives, and I mean, she put it down. So big shout out to Miss Thea Vidal for hanging out with us at the happy hour. If you want to go ahead and catch that show, click on the link on the page that talks about celebrity housewives, the reality of the celebrity housewives. Listen to that show in its entirety, or just kind of check out some things in between calls that some people chimed in on. We had Tracy Green from the Kansas City Chiefs, Mr. Dwight Carey, Mama Michelle. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So, folks, don't let this be the last time you listen. Let's go on and get to it. I mean, here we are, starting off the new year. Folks, it's crazy. Things happen. There are some people who are looking for jobs. There are some people who are working in places that they're comfortable. And then you got people who just really don't like where they're at, what they're doing, for whatever reason. I mean, because, you know, we take these 9-to-5s and we go there. Some of us don't want to be there. Some of us do. And then there's a sight to see in every workplace, especially the ones that I've been in. And we're going to talk about that tonight. Special guest host, fantastic comedian extraordinaire. If you saw him in the street, you might mistake him for a stunt double for Tyler Perry. But his name is Mr. CJ Starr. He's going to be joining us here pretty soon, chiming in on the show. But we're talking about tonight, folks, when you call in and you listen, I want you to start it off by letting us know these folks at my job. Just let it out. I mean, what's going on with your folks at your job? These folks at my job, what do they do? You know, is it, you know, wardrobe malfunctions? You know, because somebody can relate, somebody can't relate. We're just going to look how people view their coworkers. You know, those in the working world, I'm very sure that you can relate to some of the things going on. So let's bring my man CJ on right now. CJ Starr, ladies and gentlemen, Dallas, Texas' very own outstanding comedian. You've seen him at the Improv. You've seen him at Hyenas and all also on YouTube as well. CJ, what's going on, my man?
Man, not a lot, man. Not a lot. I'm just enjoying listening to you, man. You're doing your thing in here.
Much appreciated. Much appreciated, man. Welcome to the online happy hour. Bro, we're going to talk about it tonight. I mean, the phone lines are going to do it. I see the chat room is filling up quite well. It's some real conversation because these folks at our job are the fools.
You're going to have to be mad at some people tomorrow, boy.
Because, and I can let you know, I mean, anybody who knows me knows that I am very, very attracted to beautiful women. And they call constantly. It's not a call center environment that I'm in, but they call constantly reported issues of sexual harassment charges. There are called constantly, you know, please adhere to the wardrobe. And sometimes, bruh, it's some very voluptuous shaped ladies out there who just can't help it. You know, like my man Anthony Hamilton said, she had those thick things in the roundabout. But you can't say nothing because you can lose lots and lots of money. So sometimes these folks at my job will wear some very revealing clothing and walk by, and you think it, but you can't say it. I know you've been there.
That's why you give them a compliment about something else.
Yeah, that's a nice.
You tell them their brain looks big today or something. I don't know.
It's mad.
Man, I mean, I understand exactly what you're talking about. I mean, dealing with the public and being in the public eye and everything, you just got to make sure that you look in the mirror three times, you know what I'm saying? First, you got to look how you think you look, then you got to look how other people will perceive you as, and then you got to see the truth. So,
right. Because the truth is very revealing, and it will tell a lot about yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Because
no doubt.
You may have seen this, and I know I've seen this also in my workplace, but you know what? The break room is designed for, you know, to just kind of relax a little bit, sit down, kind of grab your little cup of coffee, have a cordial conversation, grab a Snicker bar at the vending machine, and go on about your business. Most cases. I don't know where you've worked before, bro, but I have seen it go down in the break room. I mean, folks taking the coffee, sugar, making Kool-Aid at work.
Man, you don't work at some ghetto places, huh?
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't know if it was the place or the people, and that's what we know we're going to talk about. These folks at my job, what's going on?
I've been some places where, you know, you got the people wearing the same outfits over and over again, like you don't know it just because you change one thing about the outfit, put a scarf on it, and think that we don't know that that's a different outfit, that's the same outfit, and, you know, yeah, and I've had some people getting all the school supplies at the job, so, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things that people do.
You mean they get their
glad you brought it out there.
Wow. Folks, my man CJ Starr is telling us there's some folks out there getting their babies ready for school on the second floor of the workplace. That's crazy. If you know or you've had any experiences like this, chime in tonight on the online happy hour. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. We want to hear from y'all, folks. Chime in. Let us know. Talk to me. Talk to my man CJ. And let us know what happens from the folks at your job, because sometimes I might see it, you know, if the brothers are, you know, a little tight for cash and paydays around the corner, they may take a set of dice off in some corner where don't nobody really go and handle up. Shake them up, dog. Ace high, six take. Let's go ahead and get paid. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah, I mean, are you calling out the brothers too? Dang, I'm telling you, people ain't going to be able to come to work tomorrow.
You shooting dice at work, dog? I can't get in. I told my mama I wouldn't shoot dice no more. You don't even see me play Monopoly. I'm just so, I can't do it. But they're putting that paycheck on the line, dog, for a good, you know, $600-$700. Really? It's crazy. CJ, I want to get to the phone lines, man. Let some folks chime in on what we're talking about. And I want to hear from the folks all over the country to chime in and talk about these folks at my job, these folks at your job. CJ, we got AJ on the line that wants to chime in. What's going on, AJ?
Chilling, babe. First off, I want to say you're doing a wonderful job. I appreciate what you're doing, and I'm loving it, Mom. You know what I'm saying? But this break room issue, you are not lying. It does go down. It's been like, okay, I'm going to give you an example. The beginning of the new year for me, I work at a water treatment plant. I run the mills, okay? I go in the break room, and, you know, the secretary, she's on the table sitting next to a cake with a sign in her hand that says, Happy New Year, please eat me.
What?
Okay, yeah. Happy New Year.
Oh.
Happy New Year, please eat me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So, I mean, I'm just walking around. I didn't say nothing because, you know, I could lose my job. And I'm not trying to lose my job. Well, nothing like that, but pretty much everybody that complimented on it did get fired. So I was one of those lucky ones to use my head instead of using my other head, you know? So,
yeah,
it is true. It is true with the sexual harassment and stuff like that. It does go down in the break room, you know, because I didn't want this late at night, you know, things going on. I just bypassed and just looked, they kissing, and I'm not going to say nothing to me. No, I'm not a snitch, but, you know, it does go down in the break room.
Hey, you know, Jay, did you say they were kissing?
Yeah, kissing.
Oh, my.
What did you say you was working at again?
A water treatment plant, a wastewater treatment plant. And I run the mill.
Wow.
It does go down. We have a faculty staff of over 200 people, and, you know, it does go down. The break room is...
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
CJ, what you got to say about that? I'm in awe.
I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out. First, you know, I mean, he didn't hold no punches. He did everything but told the address of the place. Congrats on not losing your job, but I mean it don't seem like you're too far from the cozy mosey or something. I mean that's really putting it down. That's wow.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm a stand up guy. What can I say? You know?
Well, I mean, it's better to stand up than to fall and lay down and be eating something. It just brings a whole new meaning to the word wet wipes at work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm shocked. I can't say I'm appalled because I'm an Andy, but I just got to say it's unique, bro. Sometimes you might see, I mean, I've noticed this before, and this wasn't here in Texas. This was somewhere else I was working, where there was an unused bathroom that wasn't frequently used, and the ladies had turned that bathroom into a salon.
Ah.
Somebody was getting a hustle on the second floor doing hair in the bathroom.
That's what's up.
No, because them are the first people that once they get fired, they're going to be swearing up and down that they was wrong, then the man did them something. Because I know you're talking about some black folk, right?
Oh, yeah.
Swear up and down that they was done wrong. Man, they going to fire me because I'm trying to get my hustle on my break. They didn't tell me I couldn't do this on my break.
Yeah, it smells like caramelized and cocoa butter every time such and such come back from a break. And they be gone for a long. I mean, it tripped me out. I was like, man, I can't.
Did they have the old curling, old pressing combs, the old ones that you know that they had on the color purple?
It was unique, man. I mean, I said it was the hot ones with the I don't curl hair, man. I ain't never been no pimp or nothing to carry no curlers and hot comb and straighten my hair. I never done that. I just know it was just the gray one that's hot that I can't tell is hot that they sit down on the edge and whatever. Y'all know what I'm talking about, ladies. If y'all have hot curling irons, y'all know somebody at your job that's done something crazy. Maybe even you, fellas. Maybe even you. Because y'all know it goes down. These folks at my job sell DVDs for sale before the movie even come out.
I brought bootleg.
All the time. Now, I don't knock it. I don't knock it because I'm a frequent buyer. I'll admit that. But it just it shocks me sometimes that my movie man will have it before the theater will. Have y'all seen Transformers 4?
I actually stopped buying bootlegs. I really did because I got one that was in, like, Russian, and then it had a different ending. So I guess my bootleg man was selling the alternate ending to stuff.
It had an alternate ending? On the
alternate movie? Ending. Like, I mean, like, it was Titanic and the boat didn't sink. You know, stuff like that.
Wow. I'm telling y'all, it goes down. It ain't like we the only ones that seen this, folks. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How Was Your Weekend? Spell was with a Z. Call in and let us know what's going on. The call-in number is 646-727-3279. Hit us up in the chat room and let us know what's happening. I'm about to go in there and see what's going on and see what they're talking about. But, I mean, just keeping it 100, folks. When people are doing things like this, when did they actually start working? When you have time for other activities of this nature? I mean, when
I don't know, man. You know how we break. So, I mean, like I said, it's just a wild thing. People don't realize that these jobs are scarce out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
And they always trying to do two and three things at once.
It's kind of crazy, man, because you know, just because you don't like the job that you have, be thankful and be blessed that you are employed, because there are some people out there who would try anything to get up in your chair and sit where you sit and work where you work.
Exactly.
Now,
exactly.
Chances are you probably talk to these folks on a regular basis because you use the company phone to make your long-distance call to save them minutes and everything on that cell phone. I understand.
Cabos, yeah.
They know exactly what you're doing at work. They can pretty much apply based without any kind of previous training just by knowing what you're talking. Girl, what y'all doing? Hey, girl, what y'all doing? You busy work? Nah, I'm chilling.
Chilling.
Good thing. You chilling? Really?
Chilling.
Got to get them TPS reports in. Are you chilling? I got you. This is real talk. I know y'all seen it. These folks at my job, they on the phone talking to other people. The instant message machine that's in there. CJ, I don't know what you do, man, but have you heard of the instant message in the machine?
On your computer or what?
On your computer. I'm sorry, on your computer. And AJ, you might not. I'm telling you.
We have issues with the instant messages. You know, people using it for the wrong thing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But what cracked me up is these other cats, like, they give them the manager's position, and they still sitting right beside you. So, you know, the manager's that's in them cubicles still.
Yeah.
What? The manager don't have his own desk?
No, yeah, he got his own desk, but it's a cubicle. He just moved over. Same size cubicle and everything, and he think he balling.
Swollen head. Swollen head, yeah.
Now, tell me this. Hey, AJ, what do you do with your job again?
Okay, I test the water. You know what I'm saying? First of all, it's a wastewater treatment plant. So I'm messing with sewage. Yeah, I'm messing with sewage. And all I'm doing is purifying. You know what I'm saying? One mistake and everybody gets sick. So I got pressure on me. You know, so, you know, it's like that pretty much. You know, I'm just taking samples, making sure the water is coming out with that's coming out good. The right amount of chlorine, fluoride, everything you need to drink it all over again. Pretty much just recycling.
Was you any good in chemistry when you was a kid, when you was younger? I mean, how did you get this job?
My dad, pretty much science teacher. I'm good in math. You know, well-rounded in with digits, period.
That's
you know,
cool. I mean, did you go to college or anything, or you just they just
Gremlin State University, baby.
That's cool. That's you graduated and everything.
Gremlin
I mean,
State
like I'm trying to tell the kids out there, like if there's some kids listening or somebody else that you know, I mean, they could really do something. Is this like a whole? I mean, what kind of degree do you have to do what you do?
I mean, pretty much nothing. I mean, all you need is, when I went in. Everybody had high school diplomas. I was the only one that came in with a secondary education degree, math and science. You know, so
I mean that's tight. But you could work somewhere where, I mean, because me personally, water. You know, I've been worked a lot of places. I've been a lot of places and stuff. And I done had hard water and other kind of water. And it sounded like you like the water boy. You know what I'm saying? You broke it down. You was like, yeah, you know, you got to put the right chlorine in and everything else. So at least you're doing your job there. Despite the fact that something else is popping off in the break room.
It don't bother me. I mean, I'm just there to do my job. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to boss nobody, getting people away. I just got to do my job and just, that's it. I get my 8 hours, 12 hours, and get up out of that. You know?
Right.
A paycheck. I'm working for a paycheck. You know, not to entertain and broadcast and give all that's not me, you know. Paycheck in the
model. That's another point you bring up for me, man. You said you up there getting that paycheck, making that money. Now, there's some people up there at their job places, and y'all can attest to this, because sometimes these folks at my job will make the announcement if anything comes up that makes a dollar more than what I'm doing, I'm leaving. Not looking to get stable. Not looking to make their mark. But look, hey, they hiring over here, you know, in freight management. We're going to need you to come out and handle some business. Do you really want the job?
Yeah, they have a lot of people like that.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people like that. And they don't last.
Nah, because as sure as you hopping around, you know, that shows level on your resume. Number one, people, take a look at this. You know, CJ mentioned earlier, you know, about going to college and getting that four-year degree. Basically, what that degree is stating to you is, can you commit?
Yeah.
Pretty much, can you commit? Can you give me 4 years right now to learn this trade and understand it? Because there's a lot of people out there that have, you know, political science degrees.
Yeah.
Working customer service.
Communication
degree.
Working
in a cubicle, you know. I know a lot of people. I know people with criminal justice degrees that's working for AT&T. So you know.
Yeah, it's a cruel world. You know.
It is, and don't be ashamed. You know what I'm saying? It happens. You know, I understand, folks. There's a lot of people out there that are. Some of them are unemployed by choice. You know, because they live in that world where when I used to do this and I used to make that, you know, when I used to do this and we got you.
But you got to let it go. Move ahead.
Times are a little different. You know, you can pass by a sign that says I'm hiring right here at McDonald's and be ashamed to take it because you don't want nobody to see you making your money.
Slipping burgers.
Well, I know there's a lot of people. Shoot, I know people like I mean, my daughter told me, she's like, I don't want to work anywhere where I got to put on a uniform. I was like, well, more power to you, because I know I done slept on a uniform before in my life, you know. So
yeah, it happens, man. And I put myself out there on blast. I had to do it, you know. I was looking for a little employment to change my situation, and I had to relocate. And I worked in Enterprise for about a year. You know, I'm a 30-some-year-old man in a branch with everything that just fresh out of college. Looks a little different. You know, am I ashamed? Nah. I'm good because I know I had to do what I had to do to get somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's okay, man. It's just for a season. Ain't nobody going to say you the king of French fries. You know? Any times that you done been to a McDonald's drive-thru, you're a little ashamed to work there. Knowing that you can get your own fries this time and ain't nobody got to hook you up, you got it.
I think people just scared to really step up. I mean, tell them they can call in. They could be anonymous, you know, because a lot of people, they know that they got to go, and they know exactly when, if I talked about somebody at my job, they would know exactly who I was talking about
as soon as
I walked in the door.
Oh, it's okay. We can talk about them because they ain't listening. BlogTalkRadio.com, /how was your weekend? Star Wars with the Z, we talking about real situations here, folks. It ain't just all about relationships. We talking about you. We talking about the folks you work with. We talking about ourselves. We got to get it off our chest because this is what really goes on in our 8-to-5. These folks at my job, believe it or not, folks, there's always the bracket guy that comes out in March that talks about putting up a pool for March Madness.
Oh yeah.
But I would much rather be involved in that than them. It's such and such's birthday, or we doing a baby shower for what's the name who done had 4 kids in the 3 years we've been here.
Wow.
I used to work at a place, and I kid you not, this chick was pregnant every summer. And every summer they was trying to give her a baby shower. I'm like, she got to have more friends, and she got to stop having babies. You know, it's just ridiculous, man. I had nothing to do with this, but yet I'm paying child support. That's what that is, form of child support, paying for baby showers and stuff. I mean, if you got one baby shower, the first one is always cute. But if you done do this 3 or 4 times, man, come on. For real?
Get on.
Yeah. And I want to know how the folks feel about the company happy hours. We need to know this. We're going to go out as a company, have a couple drinks, get on the verge of being inebriated and have to watch what we say to one another. That's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm keeping that
right. But my thing is, why do you have to wait to go to happy hour to get inebriated? Am I the only one that drinks at my job? It's just me? Okay.
Yeah, it's just
me. He's been cleared. The cat is out the bag. Y'all better make it known. DJ Star is having a glass. Matter of fact, somebody listening right now need to go ahead and pour themselves one. Sit back wherever you are. If you're in your car driving somewhere, if you sit back at the house chilling, the game ain't on yet. You got time. Let's sit back and have some real conversation about this. These folks at my job, folks. And before we go ahead and get to that, I want to let the folks know tomorrow going on in the D-Town, actually Arlington, Texas, that is, the team that gave you last year's weekend extravaganza, the Ladies Roundtable, is going to be hosted January the 18th by Miss Jennifer Arnwamir for Gingerbread Marketing, presenting the Single Mingle Show at the Arlington Improv. And that address, if you need it for your GPS, is 309 Curtis Mathis Way. It's actually in the Arlington Highlands. The Single Mingle Show is where single stuff happens, hosted by CJ Said Man Carter. It's a comedy show. It's a dating game. It's a really good time. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock p.m., your boy Andy Brown is going to be there. I got a special guest meeting me out there, and I got a couple friends meeting me out there, too. We definitely want y'all to be a part of what's going on. Join the movement. If you're single and you still ain't found the right person, you're still looking to have a good time, you might want to join us out there, folks. We're talking about these folks at my job with CJ Starr, my man AJ, Go Mob from Grambling State University. We're on the phone with us for real, folks. So let me ask you fellas this. Sometimes you might see, when CJ mentioned it earlier about taking a break, you know, these folks at my job take extended lunch breaks. I don't know about yours. They may leave at 11, come back at 1:45. Yeah. Sitting down to Red Lobster.
No, good and well, but they only got an hour. They taking their sweet time.
Oh, yeah. Roll it all up into one.
But you know, us as black people, when we break, we break. I mean, you know, we break. 15 minutes, all right. 30 minutes have passed, 45 minutes have passed. Oh, it's time to go back to work now. All right, let's go. You know, that's reality.
That's crazy. It's real. It's real, folks. But people do it. And y'all know, I'm telling you, they know that this is going to happen. I wish somebody would go ahead and tell the truth about something that goes on at their job. I mean, I'm guilty of some of these things. I may not stay long on my breaks, but I do something. I'm going to tell y'all about that in just a minute. But also coming soon in the DF Dub, actually it's going to be in the DeSoto area. Coming soon, formerly in Dallas, Texas, Bad Gear was the location, but now it's turning into Flair 4 Boutique. Flair 4 Boutique is going to be on the corner of 917 North Hampton Road in DeSoto, Texas. That's on the corner of Pleasant Run and Hampton Road, out there by the Jack in the Box, and over there around the corner from Button's Jazz Cafe, or Button's Lounge out there.
Y'all, you just gave them five directions.
Oh, yeah, you got to give them both directions. You got to give them the street.
You gave them five directions. You was like, turn left for churches. You can't miss it. It's right on the corner from Popeye's. That's straight up five directions. Somebody sitting around going, yeah, I know exactly where that's at.
Landmarks. Got to give them the landmarks.
Yeah, you got to give them the landmarks so you know. And I know a lot about that Jack in the Box there, man. I had some issues with that Jack in the Box.
And I don't know why y'all continue to go there.
Well, this was back in, I want to say, 2000, man, when I first moved out here. The little girl at the register, you know, had upset me in many ways. You know, I know she was doing her job at 2 in the morning, but you ain't got to take your frustrations out on me. So she going to tell me, I can only make two orders at a time. And it was about 3-4 deep in the car. She going to tell me I can only have two orders at a time. Okay. Since you want to be like that, on my first order, I need 6 Jumbo Jacks. I need 9. I need 10 tacos. I need 2 fries. Hold the onions on 2 Jumbo Jacks. No ketchup, no tomatoes on all of them. Add cheese on 2 on my first order. And on my second order, a quarter cup of milk. And that completes my order. Sometimes you say the wrong things to the wrong people that make you do extra things at your job. Because y'all know sometimes the drive-through people can be a little annoying at times, and you have to call them people on them. You gotta threaten to get the manager out on their ass every now and then.
I don't know why y'all go to these fast food joints and expect quality class A service. I mean, I'm just happy if they could just get the order right.
Yeah.
It's a challenge.
I mean, I don't complain about it. I just watch them make it, making sure they got their gloves on. I mean, you know, you're dealing with anything from a 16-year-old that really had to get a job to somebody that ain't even supposed to be here, maybe. I mean, you know, things of that nature. Just, I mean, if you're dealing with a lot of different issues at a fast food restaurant. Even though Big Mac's done went up $3, don't expect $6 service. That's all I'm saying.
You know what? I want to drift this a sidebar. There's going to be a job opening up at Burger King in the next few months. And I hope somebody takes it. Simply because, help me understand this, callers. Somebody in the chat room might want to help me with this logic right here. If you are the king of burgers, why are you improving your fries? That's what I'm saying. Who wants to do this? Our fries taste better. No, sir. Improve your burger. That's obviously the reason why people aren't coming here, because they're coming for the sandwich.
Yeah.
See, we understand that McDonald's got it on lock with that nasty burger, but they know what to do and strategically know how to market their thing. It's a real estate game with them. But if you're coming into Burger King and you're saying, you know what, I got it. Here's the idea. We get more people to come to our restaurant by making our fries taste better.
Burger King's stepping it up, though. I was reading today. I'm from Detroit, so I was looking at the Detroit Free Press online, and they gonna work on delivering. They gonna start delivering food. Delivering food, man.
Huh?
Well, you know how many people gonna get robbed? have it your way. Have it your way.
Yeah, you
want to
have it your way.
All right, I'm going to have it my way.
I can, I hope they do. Because for any of y'all who might know, who know me and who know AJ, that know back in the days, back on, and I want to let you know this, CJ, it was just straight rigged. It was hood, but we loved each other. At Grambling State University, there's a Burger King in Ruston, Louisiana, about 5 miles from campus, right? So, you know, for those of us who didn't have transportation, didn't have automobiles, you know, sometimes you might get that, the one folks on that job that says, let's make a little hustle, kind of throw a few extra burgers on this thing, we're about to close, get that big old trash bag back there and load it full of Whoppers. Put half of them with cheese, half of them without cheese.
Yep.
And as soon as we shut down, they drove up to campus, knocked on the doors in the dorm and said, guess what? We got Whoppers. $2 for cheese, $1 without.
Boys from New York with the Popeyes.
And Popeyes. These folks at my job know how to hustle and make some money.
Shoot, I go even warm, even deeper. I mean, when I worked at one of the fast food joints, and I know y'all done did this before. If y'all worked at a fast food joint and there's a restaurant right beside y'all traded food. Tell me y'all ain't never trade food. We had pizza. We used to trade. They used to trade pizza for burgers because they get tired of eating pizza and we get tired of eating burgers. So we used to trade that stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, we used to do that. We used to trade food all the time. I mean, shoot. And I'm really getting sick of this, Braz. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of hanging around a whole bunch of black people, you know, and y'all keep on bringing up that you know, y'all went to a black, you know, traditionally black school. So what? I didn't get to go to an all black school. I mean, you know, so what? That my school was like all white. Y'all just quit bragging. Ever since I done moved to Dallas, man, I've been hearing cats talk about, and my frat and all this stuff. We didn't have that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? It was a white school. We didn't step. We walked gingerly.
I'm feeling it. And we got some listeners up in Detroit, up in the D representing. Call in and show my man CJ Starr some love on the phone tonight. This is crazy. These folks in my job is the topic. Call in, let us know what's going on, folks. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Y'all need to be sure to be real with this. Y'all, the chat room is sick with it. The phone lines are lit up. They're just sitting back laughing, learning. I feel you. We want to hear from y'all, folks. This is real talk. This is real, unscripted, real talk comedy. And, you know, sometimes I might not say much, but when I do, I try to make sure it's worth it. Follow me on my website, www.andybrownspeaks.com, life coaching to create a better life for you, as well as get your copy of the most controversial read of this year, Second Place Women Who Come In First. Where the ladies at? Where the ladies at? Can we talk to the ladies tonight? I want to see if the ladies are going to step up and talk to us about what they really know about them folks and their job. Because I've heard stories about the women's bathroom. I've seen faces
when they walk
out of the bathroom. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, ladies, chime in. I want to hear that.
Yeah. I've seen faces. I've seen them come out with them. No, she didn't look. I've seen them walk around the job place and say, I'll be right back, take a little longer on that trip, and, you know, come back a little bit later. You know, I see it. Sometimes
I know this is weird, but you can learn a lot from somebody, you know, being in the bathroom with them at the same time, you know, not washing their hands, be like, I will never get that dude dap no more, you know, just same thing with the females. So, yes, please, women, chime in. Ladies, chime in.
Y'all better be real with it. And just tell the truth. Change your name if you feel the need to. We understand. You can say your name is Tanya from Creek Spit, Massachusetts.
Oh, bro.
And we understand. Because, see, there are some folks at my job, and I've seen ladies and men do this. You know how sometimes people like to eat at their desk? Well, sometimes people will get those French fries, those good salty French fries, from Burger King, if you will. And
They'll make notion to go ahead and eat, and you have just the natural habit of licking the salt off your fingers. Am I right, fellas?
Yeah.
Natural habit, things happen. Well, if you're going to do this, before you commence to typing and clicking on your mouse pad, the least you could do is wash your hands.
Pretty much.
Because you have to leave and come back, and dust and germs collect and sit on that mouse pad, and you put it right back in your mouth. And I mean, people, it happens. It happened in my workplace. I saw somebody just reach over there, take a handful of fresh fries, lick finger, middle finger, and thumb. And get right back to clicking. I'm like, It made me feel the need to go get up. I almost went home to go take a shower on my lunch break. That's nasty. But I had to just go to the bathroom and say, you know what, I'm going to wash my hands for you.
That's the germ.
And some hand sanitizer. It's filth, salon filth. And you must see this in a break room, you know, someone forgot to cover their food. And it splashed all over the microwave, and now you want to walk away like you didn't do it.
Yeah, microwaves could be just as bad as bathrooms at a job. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy. I'm seeing it every day. I know these folks see it because they kiki-keying, and they're going to call me later on and say, man, you know what, I saw something too. Tell us now. That room is cracking me up right about now. Y'all know that's still fun, Phil. If you know somebody that does that, kindly walk up and shake their hand with the glove and say, you know what, bro? Good to see you here today. These folks at my job, folks, we're talking about it here on the Online Happy Hour. My man CJ Starr stepped in. CJ, you got anything coming up, man? Any showcases the folks need to know about here in Dallas?
Oh, look, like, see, now you call me off guard, and I'm just kidding. Yeah, go to my website, starentertainment.biz. Actually, there's a calendar on there, and it'll tell you. Since this is the beginning of the new year, I really don't know. I know I'm supposed to be doing a late-night show with Justin Foster at the last weekend in January. I'm also we're doing another show with Bishop Entertainment. I've really been dealing a lot with them. I think in February, the beginning of February. So I kind of chilled a little bit because, you know, I was really, really busy last year, but I'm trying to really get into some things like, you know, filming some stuff, you know, for YouTube, hopefully get out there. There's some dude that looks just like me out here that's out there making a whole bunch of movies, and I'm trying to at least get on one of his movies or something. So
that's real talk, folks. Follow my man CJ Starr, y'all. He said he's on YouTube. Can they just what? Find your name in the drop down box? You got a station, or how does that work?
I got comedian CJ Starr 1991 is my YouTube. You can follow me on Twitter. Please follow me on Twitter. I got the worst Twitter followers. I average around 100 people, and they be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna follow you. They follow me, you know, and so I just really actually I started a Twitter really late this past year, and I'm what they call it. I'm tweeting now, so. Follow me. I'm comedian CJ Starr on Twitter. I got a Facebook page. Still got room for improvement. So, and my own website, cjstarr.com. So, really, there's a lot of comics out here in Dallas. Y'all got to really start promoting. And I love what you're doing about getting all the comedians on here. I love this because, man, support local comedy because, you know, we could be doing something else. We could be trying to get your job. You know, them people's jobs at the water treatment company and stuff like that. I heard that's where you pick up chicks at. So just please buy it. What'd you say, AJ?
Huh?
Oh, I thought you said something.
No, I said nice.
AJ got that water. AJ got that water.
That water.
Y'all better.
I heard about Grambling. I heard that there was. It's definitely my homeboy went there, and he got mad at me. I said, "Did you play football there?" He said, "No, I was in the band." Got mad at me because I asked him, "Did he play football?" So the band's a big deal there, huh?
Oh yeah,
the world fame.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's great. What's the Twitter page again? What's your
Twitter is at comedian CJ Starr. With two R's.
Comedian CJ Star. Comedian CJ Star. That's what's up, y'all. Yeah, we know the GSU band is off the chain. We done been in most Super Bowls, made more appearances. Big shout out to the GSU World Fame Tiger Marching Band. If we got any Tiger Marching Band members or former band members on the line, y'all call in and show your love and represent up in here. GSU standing strong. And
my homeboy told me they used to come to the games to watch the band and then leave after halftime. Is that true?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what we mean.
When
the band walks off the field, so do we. It's pretty much
go back to tailgating.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty much it. This is Real Talk tonight, folks, and we're having a real good time. I hope y'all are enjoying yourselves right here on the blog. Check this out. Now, this is going to be something that's going to deem to be pretty nice and pretty big. In a couple of weeks from now, that's Saturday, January the 28th, going to be starting about 8 o'clock p.m., there will be a relationship roundtable discussion on the book of second-place women who come in first. We're going to be outlining and dissecting chapter 2 of the book. So if you have your copy, you know what that chapter is. Now, along with that, there's going to be a envious-style hair fashion show with Mr. Michael Styles of Fort Worth, Texas. So come on out if you can make it. We're going to be downtown Dallas, 1409 South Lamar, on the way to Brooklyn's, right there at the loft by the police station. Come on up. Check us out. We're going to be live doing this. Real talk, real conversation. Bring your card game. Bring your spade partner. We're going to have the dominoes in effect. There's going to be some giveaways, some nice door prizes. You know what? I think it's time for the grown folks to be appreciated out here and have some real talk and discussion and come out in the live setting. So once a month, you're going to see your boy AB. How was your weekend? One World Unlimited do some big things out here. Because we want to get the folks involved. There's going to be some spoken word, might be some comedy. It's a true entertaining show just for you because you deserve it. Now, I'm going to put some more of that information out there in the chat room also. But just make sure that y'all come on out and support. Have a real good time. If you enjoy the show like it is on the blog, trust me. Live, it goes down like pants by the toilet seat, baby. It's going to be real. You feel me? That's how we get it. 1409 South Lamar in Dallas, Texas. If you can't do that with your GPS, that's cool. Drive like you're going to Brooklyn and stop when you get in front of the police station, two blocks north of Brooklyn. We're talking about tonight these folks on my job, these folks at my job, rather, sometimes do some crazy stuff. Now, we've talked about the dress code, we've talked about the hair, we've talked about parts of the hygiene, but sometimes these folks at my job who drink coffee every day have morning breath at 2 in the afternoon. And I'm not quite understanding, when did you not make time for gum, mouthwash, Dr. Tishner's, or a toothbrush, any part of this day? Because it can be a good wake-up call, and yet it still causes some serious damage to your mental nose, nostrils, and whatsoever it might be. It's problems. And recognize stank breath when you got it. And how do you have
that? That coffee will do you wrong every time, especially if you add all that cream and sugar to it. And then you got them smokers, too, boy. You add that with it. It smells like a turtle shell.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
extraordinary.
Man.
With, like Vincent Price once said, the foulest stench is in the air. The funk of 40,000
years. 40,000
years.
That's like coffee, man. I'm telling you. And it looks like, yeah, these like people come like right before they're supposed to be at work. Like 2 minutes before they're supposed to be at work. And then they'll log in, get everything ready, and then take a 15-minute break going to get coffee and breakfast and donuts and everything else.
Oh, we got it. Now, listen, CJ, check this out. we have someone in the chat room that says, oh, no, my brother, what about the feminine hygiene aspect?
Really? Oh, man.
What's going on with the feminine hygiene aspect?
It's more like tuna.
No.
You're talking about
the ladies didn't do the quick wash on the way to work, did they?
Tuna.
Is that because sometimes you stay by his house and you didn't really bring no clothes over? You hadn't really planned on staying that long, but you did anyway?
I blame the fellas for that. If there's a woman at work that is stinky, I blame the fellas, because what it is they go to these happy hours and these dudes tell them they look good and they really want to keep that outfit and wear it the next day.
Oh, because they look cute.
Yeah. So two people told them they look cute. So they thought that, you know, since there wasn't no smoking at the club, so what that they smoke, they dance their butt off, they going to wear that tomorrow at work. Nobody ain't see them. That's a good outfit.
Where the ladies at? Represent, ladies. Usually in any other time, the ladies would be showing out and showing up. I know we didn't run them off because they know I'm there in the chat room and I can see the phone line just lit up like Christmas. It's crazy. 646-727-3279. Press 1 for the option to chime in. And let's get with it, folks. These folks at my job, some of them are musty. Some of them repeat their outfits. Some of them breath smell like death. Some of them ask you to log them out. Yeah. I'm going to leave early, dog. I'm going to go ahead and leave by 2. Can you go ahead and punch me out for 4:30?
Yeah.
Really?
What about them chicks? They can't wash their own hair. They got to wait till they go to the beauty place. So then they got to walk around with that dry scalp and everything in their head the whole week, waiting till Friday.
Wow. It's bad news. It's bad news. Somebody, listen, y'all, the chat room, Tanya Just Jones has said, sweaty, stanky crotch.
Woo! What's she doing in the crotch area?
Say what?
What's she doing in the crotch area? Huh? At work. She must be doing something wrong.
Well, sometimes you ain't got to be there. You just got to be around.
Or she's sitting down and somebody's standing up talking to her. Know what I'm saying?
Boy, you out of control. Hey, y'all, I'm going to bring somebody on. Dallas is finest. By the owner extraordinaire, CEO of Flair 4 Boutique, formerly known as Fat Gears on the line. My man Sebo's chiming in from Dallas, Texas. Sebo, what's going on, bro?
Hey, what's up, Andy? What's going on?
Man, you got it. Talk to us.
These folks on my job is some snitches, man. They some snitches, man. Anytime a brother try to do something, you know, they try to bring them down, man. You can't win for losing, and it's some snitches.
I agree with
that. And I mean, and they snitching for no reason. For no reason. I don't understand why they snitch on me so hard, man.
Brownie points.
Yep.
What you want some of their brownie points. You know what I'm saying? Brownie points.
Is that what it is? They got to run to the boss, man, tell everything, you know, to try to look good in front of the boss, man.
Yeah, brownie points. Brown nosing. Yeah.
But it gets you nowhere.
Nowhere.
Snitches don't succeed.
Mm-mm.
If somebody, let's ask Damon Dash. Snitches don't succeed.
What happened with Damon Dash?
What happened with Damon Dash?
What happened to him?
Yeah, and didn't it go down pretty bad? I mean, you flipped some money around with Rockwell, sold it to your boy. He sold it to somebody else for 4 times the amount. And didn't he do some lying and snitching on some folks?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, happens.
Yeah, stop the snitching on the jobs, though, man. Folks got to stop snitching. You know, you might be 5 minutes late coming back from break. Stop snitching, folks. It's really not becoming.
That's real talk. Sebo said it best, my man. Talk to us about Flair 4, man. What's going on with Flair 4? I know you got big things.
Well, I'm pushing for next week to get the new location open, and we're going to have some nice things in there for the ladies, as usual. You know, we got the website up, but it hasn't been updated, and it's FlairBoutiqueUSA.com. You can go on there and check it out. Mostly, it's a lot of club wear on there right now.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on. Understand,
but I'm pushing for next week, though.
We definitely going to have to come out there and support. Ladies, if you're in the DF, Dub, and you're familiar with Fat Gear, I need you to take your fat ass on down there to Flair Boutique, Flair for you, and make sure that you get geared up in the right clothes. Now, we talking fat, P-H-A-T.
Right.
Not fat, not large, not. We're going to keep it fat. That's how it's spelled, Fat Gear, P-H-A-T. Give me 100, folks. This is the online happy hour. Let me ask y'all something. Where else can you go in the privacy of your own area, have real talk with people all over the country, sit back, have a drink if need be, fix you a plate if need be, do some homework with your babies if need be, and sit back and enjoy yourself having real talk, making real connections to real people, doing real things?
I bet you started some relationships on this. I guarantee you. I think you should look at some statistics on that. I bet you. You done started some relationships. What you think?
Yeah. Because sometimes the people in my job go to work looking to get on some of them females at their job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The predator is loose. Yeah, because he comes to you wearing them nut hugger pants. And that shiny shirt, you know, fresh out the barbershop. Hey, baby, what's happening? You know what I'm saying? I just want to know, you know, I see you every day looking so good. I just want to know, can I have the privilege of taking you out sometime? Really? I've heard it being said. Couldn't say it myself. I almost cracked up laughing when I heard it. But, you know, some people come up there and they'll prey on these women. No one that
I don't see how does that work? I mean, they know how much money you make because you work in the same job they work in.
Yeah, you know how much they make. You even know when they get paid.
I'm so glad you like girls.
And some folks will only ask you to go out with them on payday weekend. And budget ain't quite right. These folks at my job sometimes overspend, live a little. You know, extraordinary, doing the most, spend most of their money on their car and not their home front. That's the issue. Y'all understand at this level that your vehicle depreciates with value. It's worth less. It's not worthless. It's just worth less than what you're originally paying for as soon as you take it off the lot. So now you're financing this big body SUV, flossing by yourself with the third row, by yourself, doing it with nobody riding with you because you can afford it right now. But lose that job and watch everything get tight. So these folks in my job up here stunned in front. Y'all know them. You've seen them. Y'all know the deal. Oh, my God. It's time to get 100.
Don't give a fuck.
That's
a better voice. Hello?
Oh, no, it's getting live. Someone at somebody's house.
What's up?
Hello? Sounds like somebody getting cussed out.
No, I ain't nobody.
I don't know who the line that is.
Dude, I'm on the other side of the club where it's not a lot of noise because there ain't no music going. Hey, can you, baby, how you doing? You feel fine, eh? Shit, with eyes around my face, we'll be doing better, but we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But I'm going to need you right here. How about you? How you doing?
I'm good.
I'm going to need you right here.
At the club.
You're going to put your voice up on this.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do.
Huh?
What's up? We're going to have to chime my man in.
You talking about me?
Yeah, we're going to have to chime my man in and get that real one on the phone.
This is the dude, folks. My man, and CJ, sometimes it just happened like that. Ground State University is where it is. So,
what's up?
Let me take care of this line real quick.
Andy, what's up, man?
What's going on? Is this my man, Tracy Green?
You know damn right, it's me. It's not going to never change, boy. How y'all doing down here in the D-Town?
Tracy Green, folks, out of Kansas City, Missouri, Grambling State's own greatest tight end. What's going on with me,
Mr. Brown? Shit, house running Groceryville, boy. Every time I chime in, it's going to be the same thing. What's up with it, man? Shit, give me the topic tonight. You know, I ran it on your Facebook talking about the bosses and the jobs.
Right.
But you know what? Now, let me tell you something, boy. After looking at Cornell West, Tavis Smiley, Susie Auburn, Roger Clay, and the rest of the gang, it's all about middle-class America going bye-bye. Poverty or rich? The machine trying to fuck them.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something, man. I want to, it's been a minute since you, were you going back?
No, we're
right here. Shit, well, just stand up at the table. I can look at that ass and I come and get you. Because I'm going to need to hear your mouth on this phone for a minute. Don't worry about it. All right. Hello?
Where'd your boyfriend go?
Andy.
Yeah, bro, we here.
What are you doing, it's in that radio, so you know how it goes. This is unscripted.
Right on.
Yeah, just like them pants and that ass and them pants. But anyway, no, what I'm saying to you, Cat, you talking about bosses and jobs. First of all, who really has a job? Real talk, nobody has a job. Somebody has a duty before them. Somebody has a responsibility to their family and their home. Now, once you get past that, then you understand where the fuck you at. And I listened to the last radio show, and I was upset because as much as I use profane language, you know that's not me, bro, because I was a nice cat at Grambling. I was a nice cat in the NFL. I was a good boy. And I was just appalled and shocked about the language of you because I was so goddamn mad because I used a little bit of fucking mo. But anyway, what I'm saying, dog, no one has the right to think that that's all they can do. That they are cut off, that they're shut off. Once you understand the machine, once you understand that nobody owns you, nobody ever owned you, because there's a stigma that a lot of us are born with, a lot of us are taught, as long as you do okay and get past, that your life will be cool. We talked about, and when Cena and I talked last week, we were talking about money, but we're going to talk about a person. Nobody fucking owns us, dude. Nobody owns us, young men, young women. All of those who are listening to this radio show, nobody owns us. You own yourself. Your self-worth can never be measured. What you are taught is unobtainable goals. Once you realize that everything is obtainable, fuck your boss, fuck your job. Your job is what you do to pay your bills. Your life, your livelihood, your understanding is from a higher grace. You never get satisfied. You never get content. You dig? And for those individuals that's listening to this show, they need to understand one thing. You have no cap. In NFL, all professional sports put a salary cap. This is how you're going to make. This is how you work. Who the fuck are you to tell me what I'm worth? When I was in college, or when you was in college, or when he was in college, or when he was this in high school or whatever, and dude, you know I got a BlackBerry, so this phone, this damn battery might go out, and it's third battery. It is what it is. But before it goes out, I'm going to get this across. Nobody will ever tell you what your worth is, because we as individuals, we have no cap on our work. I'm on this show. 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago,
I was beating people up because I got $20 after I had paid all my bills, but dog, you didn't beat me up for that damn drink. Nobody can tell you what your worth is. It is upon you as an individual to say, fuck your boss, fuck your job, but at the same damn time, play the game. You can look at a motherfucker, why you smiling all the time? Because I'm going to fuck you over later. And I ain't going to even fuck you over. I'm going to show you what you've been doing to me the whole time. Which lets you know, you ain't been doing nothing to me but getting out of me what you want. I'm going to get out of you what I should have. Let me tell you something. Ain't no power higher than Christ Jesus himself.
Well, you know what? That made sense, folks. I know y'all listening. Some of y'all are like, this nigga is crazy. I believe you. But he made sense. Big shout out to my man Tracy Green from a Kansas City TV, Pittsburgh Steeler. Give me 100.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you got to say about that?
Well, let me ask you something, man. So, if I got a...
CJ.
Hello?
I know you're here, bro. Talk to me. Big shout out to my
Andy.
Man, Tracy Green. Yo.
Andy, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, I'm still on here? Oh, Andy.
Yeah.
What happened to Tracy? His phone died?
I don't know.
Oh, Tracy, if you're still listening, Oak Grove still owns you, man. Y'all hadn't beat us yet. They was in high school.
See? Why you got to bring up old shit?
I would have said it earlier, but I didn't know you could hear me.
No, he can probably hear you. But I'm,
I thought he was calling.
Say what?
I thought he was pausing. I thought he was like, let me tell you one more thing and just stop for a second and pause. Because he sounded like he was lit.
Oh, yeah. But see, that's the truth of it. You get the real up in here.
I've never been that drunk at 9 o'clock on a Tuesday.
But he was trying to drop
some knowledge, boy. I'll tell you, like you said, if you could decipher what he was really saying, he was really dropping some knowledge, but it just cracked me up. I thought he was paused. That's why I just started busting out laughing.
Oh, Tracy kept it 100.
Yeah, you can't put it on my Facebook.
It sounded like my drunk uncle.
you can't put a number on your worth.
No, you can't do that. Because there's people out there, and I can piggyback off what Tracy said, you know, with people out there that say, if I can just make 30,000, I'd be all right. You lying.
Okay, Obama said it the best. Obama said we got to stop going to school to get a good job. We need to stop going to school so we have our own businesses. He said it best.
Listen, folks, it ain't nothing better than working for yourself. Most of the gentlemen out here can tell you that right now, working for themselves, stepping up, being real, it feels better. You ever been to a steak restaurant or some one of those fancy smancy restaurants, the food was good, and then you went back and you had that double cheeseburger and it didn't taste quite as good and you just couldn't wait to get another bite of that steak because you understand a little bit more. There's a little bit more work in the preparing this meal than it is that one. So taking your time and understanding your craft, not doing what somebody else is doing for repeated over and over again because you really ain't, that ain't really you. Whatever talent is in you is going to come out of you. So allow whatever it is that's in you to grow and blossom, be yourself and perfect your craft. Once you do that, like Tracy said, nobody can put a work on you. I got to understand this is real. It's real talk. Not only are we going to be comical, we're going to keep it 100 with y'all. Now, a lot of people out there have said, I want to make 2012 going to be my year. It's going to be what's up. It's going to be the best year ever. Prove it. How are you going to do that? You got a lot of good things.
Yeah, we got to make it happen, man.
Yeah. Step up, just do it, just try.
You got to make it happen, man, because like Tracy said, that, I mean, they're doing away with the middle class, man. It seems like, you know, what everyone's, what, middle class net worth is falling, what, was it like 15, 20%, something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy, man.
And a lot of other countries don't have a middle class. You either got it or you don't. Have and have not.
Yeah, so, you know, it's up to the individual to make it happen. I mean, keep a base income. I would tell anybody, keep your base if you can, and start your business, what you love, what you enjoy doing. Start out small, you know, and keep at it. Don't ever stop. You know, even when people telling you, man, asking you why you doing that, why you trying to do this, and you got all these other people out here that's bigger than you. You know, don't listen to that. Do what you love doing and build it up. You know, keep a base until you can let that base go. Once you get to the point you can let your base go, then, you know, there you go. You're on your way. I tell anybody, own your own business. That's the way to go. I mean, if you're really trying to, you know, have some type of financial freedom. I ain't say it's going to always be easy. You're gonna have some bad times, but you still got to be pushing forward. You still got to push on. And, you know, Tracy was 100% correct about that. You know, they're doing away with the middle class. I mean, it's crazy, man, with the disparity between those who have and those who have not. That is unreal, and it shouldn't be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of us are living in the now. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us are living in the now. We think that right now this is a good time, like you were talking about earlier about having a good car and the nice rims and stuff. But what are you leaving your kids? I mean, what can your kids look forward to? You know, they see mama and daddy wearing Jordans and having nice shoes, nice cars, and everything else like that. But at the same time, you know, first of all, we living above our means. You know. So we got to build a solid foundation and get these kids to thinking that, you know, there's something else besides what these people is talking about on these rap albums. Damn, I'm
exactly.
Starting to sound like my daddy.
What is the value of a dollar? That's what my daddy always used to say. Son, you don't know the value of a dollar. What is a dollar truly worth? And I still, you know, I didn't realize that until I got grown. You know, what did he mean by that? What a dollar is truly worth? You don't understand the value of a dollar. You think it grows on trees. You feel like, you know, you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, but you still have not realized the value of the dollar. Okay, you're driving a Hummer or, you know, an Escalade, nice truck, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it's something wrong when you're driving that and you only got a quarter of a tank of gas and you can't fill it up. That's the issue. It ain't nothing wrong with having nice things, but it has to be within your means. I see another thing with people not linking up, man. Folks should be linking up. I mean, you might not have enough money to start a business or do whatever, you know, do your own thing, but you, as a group, when groups come together and people come together, put their minds and their incomes and their credit together, huge things happen. Man, look at all these people moving over here from India, man. They don't just go up and buy properties by themselves. They link up with groups of other people from their country, and they go buy all this commercial property, build all these huge hotels, and can't nobody tell them nothing. Can't no bank deny them nothing because they did it as a group. They got all these other people who put all their collateral together, and they're doing big things. We got to start doing the same thing. Folks in middle America, we got to open our minds up to the group, doing things as a group. The worst thing you can do is single yourself off and try to be by yourself, and that's going to be the hardest way to do it. When you start working as a group and become one unit, then things become easier.
It's real talk tonight, folks. And you know, and who says, most of the time, the lady says that the men won't step up. But now we start getting real about the job place, and the ladies won't step up. Oh, they're going to listen. I see them on the phone lines. But they're going to, you know, they're going to say, I heard it, but I couldn't say nothing. Because you kids probably a little bit about you. Hmm. Don't feel bad. It happens. But we know that things like this, things take place. There's some ladies out there flossing them rides. You know, trying to show up and show out. And, you know, one check away from being living back with mom and them. or trying to resist the urge to call old boy for some money.
That's me.
I mean, it is what it is.
That's me.
It is what it is. It's 100%.
Crutches,
right,
man. You can't be using people as crutches.
Nah, you got to get it like the old gospel song from Goody Mob says. You got to get up, get out, and get something. These folks at my job, folks, this is real talk up in here. The brothers are sounding off, and for the lady, you know, also from a proper strong lady, from the director of With This Ring and the play You Better Ask Somebody, Fierce Productions, along with How Was Your Weekend, will be hosting auditions for the upcoming stage play, Second Place Women Who Come In First. That's going to be taking place very soon. You're going to see some more information on Facebook and on Google Plus about this in the upcoming weeks. Get your acting hats ready and let your talent be seen as we bring this great read off the pages and onto the stages. Check it out, folks.
I'm getting excited. You might get me hyped up. I might try to audition for a spot. You got a spot for a mid-30 dude that's, you know.
What? As you should.
Just looking to get into acting. Somebody's going to have to continue to give me my lines because, you know, I'm a wee baby. So other than that, I think I'd be great at it.
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, and then there was silence.
Did we lose him?
I had to get quiet.
Oh, okay.
I had to quiet for a little bit. I had to refresh my thoughts. Sometimes it's like that. You got to refresh your thoughts, baby. We had perfect. We got to something you got to speak. You got to think before you speak. And then speak before you move. That's just being 100, keeping it real, folks. So if you don't have a copy of this book right now, make sure that you go online and get the ebook version. For those of you who stay on Facebook and stay on the internet and stay on your cell phone, download the book to your phone, download the book to your laptop. You can read it as needed.
On your Kindle?
On your Kindle, on your Nook. It's right there. Barnes & Noble Nook, Amazon.com Kindle, Second Place Women Who Come In First. Why she has your man's attention and you don't. We're going to talk about chapter 2. The book is only $8 online. I know I'm asking for a lot of money, but it's worth it.
That's an extra value meal.
You know, it's less than your first drink at the club.
Exactly. That's what they should be asking. Instead of saying, you know, buy me a drink, you should say buy me a book.
Buy me a book. Real, that's what's up. High five, bro, all the way out here. From Grapevine.
So you started something. You started something. Brother going to be at the bar like, can I get you a book, baby?
Right.
Just walk up to them and tell them, thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome.
It lasts longer than that buzz you're going to have. It lasts a whole lot longer than that buzz you're going to have. This is Real Talk tonight, folks. My man CJ Starr has chimed in. My man Sebo has chimed in. AJ. With that water done chimed in, my man Tracy Green, the chat room has been off the chain. We're talking about real topics, folks. These folks at my job, what else do? They come in and get hired and then act the fool. Yeah, you said you can do the job. But when you really got there, you didn't know a damn thing was going on. How did you get here?
Bought a resume online.
Professional interviewers, man. They're great at interviewing. They look good on paper. They're professional interviewers. And then by the time it's time for them to do the job, they already trying to upgrade.
My man CJ said a professional interviewer. Wow.
I know you done seen them before. Them people be sitting there. They sound good on paper, sound good when they talking and everything. Then you get them in that, mm-hmm. that position.
Oh, yeah, because I used to be a sandwich artist. And I know the correct ounces that need to be laid, not necessarily on top of the bread, but inside of the bread, if you will. It takes just the right amount of lettuce and tomatoes. They have to be cut very fresh and red. Yeah, y'all seen them. Professional interviewers. Ladies and gentlemen, just keep it real, keep it 100. I love it. I wish the ladies would call and chime in sometime, but we understand if this ain't easy. Somebody just chimed in the chat room. I appreciate you. What's going on, HTLA 973 New York? We appreciate you for joining the chat room today. The topic tonight is these folks at my job. We're on the tail end of the show, and I just want to say thanks for the folks that chimed in, man. This has been a real talk, real conversation. Any other questions you might have, CJ, before we go ahead and kind of dwindle down on it?
No, man. I mean, like I said, y'all done hit points that I really didn't think we was gonna hit tonight, man. Shout out to all y'all. Shout out to AJ. AJ, I hope you find me on Facebook if you got time. You know, I mean, I know you be doing it big with the H2O, but this was a blast, man. Y'all, I got to talk to y'all's drunk uncle who dropped some knowledge. This is definitely an enlightening experience for me, and I will take away a lot of this. But I'm a listener now. You got a fan, man. I'm gonna have to get the book.
What's up? Yeah, man. Don't let this be the last time you join the happy hour, man. Mama Michelle is a frequent guest on here, and she tears it up.
Man, I want to know out your book. Do you have a copy that James Earl Jones reads to you? I mean, could you have James Earl Jones read it to me? I mean, I'd pay $9 for that.
Yeah, you get a deeper understanding.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
When Simba reads something to you, it's off the chain. I mean, Mufasa, that is. Mufasa says, ooh. Things, ladies and gentlemen, before the show tail ends off, we have a young lady that has chimed in. Fellas, dust off your shoulders, make some room for Bo Brown of Dallas, Texas. Bo has joined the online happy hour. Bo, what's happening?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, my gosh, I'm sore. I'm just leaving football practice.
You play football?
Yes, I play women's professional football for the Dallas Diamonds.
No
lingerie, honey. Full contact.
You know Tracy?
Yeah.
Tell Tracy out there what's up. Tell Tracy out there what's up.
Oh, Tracy. Pretty, she just pulled off from the field. We just left practice. Matter of fact, she got two interceptions tonight, so she did good.
Oh, yeah, that's my girl right there.
A different meaning to the term wide receiver?
No, she's a cornerback.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Full contact. Go to DallasDiamondsWomensFootball.com. Or you
Dallas
can check your listings on
ESPN.
Or you can go to ESPN. You can watch us on ESPN 2 or 3.
That's what's up. We're talking to a pro session now. Talk to us, Bo. When you hear the phrase or you lead off with the sentence, these folks at my job, what comes to mind? What about these folks at your job?
Oh, they trifling as hell. That's what it is, like the people I have work for me. You know, the thing is, if I have to do it myself, why should I pay you to come and just sit on your ass?
Real talk.
You just paying them to rip you off. That's what you're doing. You're paying them to steal from you.
No, they know the true meaning of doc pay, because when that ass see that money come to their hands and it's short, don't come asking no questions. You need to look in the mirror and ask yourself what you did wrong.
Uh-oh.
Oh, who's the Mac? Real talk.
Oh, yes, it is. Just like me hitting a quarterback dead in her mouth on the field. Don't ask no questions. Just realize what you did wrong. The wrong answer.
How long
you
been playing for this team?
It's my third year.
Okay. You know, TJ, the comedian, TJ used to play for them.
Huh?
I was telling them the comedian, just TJ, used to play for them. She broke her neck.
Oh, yeah. It's the real deal. It's nothing, no flag or powder puff or lingerie even hit softer. Yeah, we give concussions on the regular. This is the real deal.
When y'all season start?
Our first home game is April 21st, but the season starts the beginning of April. So we have some scrimmage games that you guys can come out to. I can just keep y'all updated on it and get you guys some passes to come watch us play.
I would love. Are y'all good?
Okay,
they
won.
Got two or three championships.
No, baby, we have four going on five.
Oh, my bad.
Triple bowls. Get it right, honey. Get it right. And the number one defense in the league right now. So don't do us, okay?
That's what's up.
He might have
And for the person who just asked me, I don't know if it was Andy or whoever, you can Google us, honey. Go to YouTube and look at the highlights. Trust me, you've seen me hit before.
Hey, Bo. Hey, Bo.
I just asked if y'all was good. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Hey, Bo.
Yeah.
She got me scared. She got me scared. You know, I used to play football. I'm like, I just asked. I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah, she sounded like she about to cut your ass supply off, man.
I know. She was like, and the person that asked me, Google me. Google me.
Why your ass supply short? You need to think about that. You need to think about what you did.
Yeah.
Why your ass supply short?
I can do better than that. Instead of Googling me, I can come where you are right now. I'm still in my pad, so it doesn't matter.
Hey, Bo.
I'm telling you right now, like, I'm 30-something. I don't like getting hit no more.
I'm 30-something, and I still get hit. Well, I don't get hit. I do the hitting, so. Yeah, he's right about that.
What position you play?
I play strong tackle.
Hey, Bo.
Oh, we're going to have to come out there and check you out and see
y'all
let me do your thing out there.
Not just me, come see my whole squad, because we are the team to reckon with. Everybody want to beat the Diamonds, but it ain't going to work because we did have an undefeated season last year. We're going to have another undefeated season this year.
How many people in y'all conference?
Huh?
Hey, Bo, I just need to tell you.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
How many people do y'all play in a season?
Oh, it's 64 teams in the league. In our conference, we have, I believe, 10 or 12.
Mm.
So, like, regular season, we have 10 games, and then we have, now they just added an additional playoff game, so it's four playoff games. You know, if you qualify, of course, to the Super Bowl.
Hey, Bo, let me ask you a question.
Right?
Yes.
Hey, Bo, I'm going to ask you something real quick.
Sure.
Can you get Tracy a message?
Can I give Tracy a message?
Yeah.
I can click on and call her right now. She in her car.
Yeah, tell her to show you that picture of her when she came in the store and tried that dress on with that cast on her ankle.
Wait a minute. She just recently had a cast last season from football. She broke her ankle in the game.
I know she came to the store and tried a dress on for one of y'all's parties y'all was having. She had her cast on.
Yeah, we have a million parties.
That boot. She's wearing that boot. She had that dress on with the boot on.
I want to go ahead and time out for the show, man. This has been a great one. We done learned a little bit about Bo and the Dallas Diamonds. Y'all stay tuned, folks. I definitely appreciate everybody chiming in tonight. It's been great. I hate to shut it off, but we got to go. As the show gets wrapped up today, I want to thank the folks for chiming in with their insight. Special thanks to my man CJ Starr for coming in and logging on with the team. As always, folks,
thanks.
You make the show
thanks
what it
for
is.
Having me.
Right on, man. We appreciate it. And, folks, if you had a good time tonight and you really enjoyed and got some good information, just do us a favor. Tell three more people to tune in with you next week. Follow us on How Was Your Weekend on Facebook and make your comments on the wall. We're going to hit you next week, and we're going to come back with some fitness information. My man Tyshawn Bradshaw, Terra Tex, Warren Nugent, and Zingler's own Mr. Tyrone Parker as we follow up with everybody in their New Year's resolution. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown, encouraging you to keep God in your life and a part of your lifestyle. With him, anything is possible. Good night. Go mob to my flat, and I'm gone.